Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we are talking about something every business owner cares about, but most handle badly, online reviews.
The article is called Reputation Bots, Automating Your Online Reviews and Protecting Your Brand, and it is by Brett Allegray-Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
So let us start with why this matters. According to the article, reviews directly affect three things: discovery, credibility, and conversions.
A steady stream of positive reviews raises your local search ranking, increases click-through rates, and shortens the sales cycle. That is a lot of weight for something most businesses leave to chance.
And the flip side is just as significant. Negative feedback left unaddressed can derail customer trust and spread across social platforms fast.
Which is the real problem for most SMEs, is it not? It's not that owners don't care, it's that managing reviews manually across multiple platforms is expensive, inconsistent, and slow.
That is exactly the problem reputation bots are designed to solve.
So, what actually is a reputation bot?
It's an automated workflow that manages review interactions across the whole customer lifecycle. Built inside a CRM, it uses customer records and transactional triggers to decide when and how to request a review, monitor new mentions, and respond or escalate.
So it's not just sending a generic, "please leave us a review" text?
Not at all. After a sale or service event, the bot sends a targeted message asking for feedback. That can come by SMS, email, or via an AI voice bot that actually calls the customer with a natural conversation flow.
Voice bots doing outbound calls for reviews? That surprised me when I read it.
And here's where the design gets smart. If the customer responds positively, the system routes them to your preferred review sites. But if the response is negative or neutral,
it doesn't just let that become a public one-star review?
No, it opens a private recovery workflow. Staff get notified, the customer might be offered a discount or a rescheduling option, and the whole interaction is recorded in their profile.
So you get a chance to fix the problem before it ever goes public. That is a meaningful shift from how most businesses handle complaints.
And all of this links back to the CRM. Every review, every sentiment score, connects to that contact's full sales and marketing history. One system, not five different tools.
Which means you can actually use reputation data to drive revenue, not just manage risk. How does that work in practice?
The article gives a few concrete examples. Customers who left positive reviews can become the starting point for re-engagement sequences that drive repeat business. Review data feeds into marketing campaigns. It can power loyalty programs or local advertising.
So the loop closes between reputation and revenue. I think a lot of owners see reputation reviews as a reputation task and revenue as a separate sales task. This connects them.
For franchises and multi-location businesses, there's another layer. Head office gets aggregated performance across the whole network and can benchmark locations against each other. Local managers get real-time alerts and pre-built playbooks.
That solves the consistency problem. One of the things that quietly damages franchise brands is when different locations respond to reviews in completely different ways. Customers notice.
The bots enforce brand-compliant messaging while still allowing local customization where it makes sense. Consistent tone, fast response, with room for local flavour.
What about cost? Because most owners will assume this is enterprise software with an enterprise price tag.
The article addresses that directly. Implementation is measured in weeks, not months. Internal teams can maintain it day to day without external consultants. The platform is built for SMEs and franchise networks, not just large corporates.
And the ROI is measurable, which matters when you are justifying the spend.
Very measurable. The metrics listed in the article are specific: average rating increase, review volume, response time, local search ranking, and conversion lift from review-driven traffic. There's even a concrete example. A restaurant that improves its average rating by half a star often sees noticeable gains in bookings.
Half a star? That's genuinely achievable for most businesses.
And because reputation data sits in the same CRM that tracks leads in sales, connecting those dots is straightforward. You can run A/B tests on review request timing and messaging to find what drives the highest conversion to published reviews.
I want to flag something from the article that I think owners will appreciate: the human-in-the-loop design, because fully automated responses can sound hollow.
That is an important point. The model here is that bots augment the team. They handle the repetitive work, sending requests, sorting responses, drafting replies. But escalation routes ensure humans review the sensitive or high-value situations.
So AI drafts, a human edits, and you still get speed without losing authenticity. That's a reasonable balance.
And training is fast because the CRM stores templates, playbooks, and historical context for every contact. Managers can review previous interactions to keep responses on brand.
All right, one thing to actually do this week. What is it?
Map what currently happens after a customer transaction at your business. Is anyone asking for a review? How long does it take? What happens when the feedback is negative? Just write it down.
Most owners will find gaps they didn't know existed. And once you see the gaps, the case for automation is obvious.
You can read the full article at anaboo.ai. And if you want to see how reputation bots would work in your specific business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing.